Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM. Tune in over the next hour as Corey talks about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Central, covering the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. I'm Corey Geiger. Thank you so much for joining me. Absolutely gorgeous day in Central PA. Hopefully you had a good weekend. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. It's kind of a slow time of year usually, but right now, this is kind of a fun, very, very busy time with the NCAA tournament going on. We just finished the opening weekend. My guess is your bracket is shot. And if you're using like a red pen or marker to X out the games you missed, I'm guessing you've got blood all over your bracket. Or hey, maybe you still got a whole bunch of teams alive like I do. I got a bunch of teams alive, all my Final Four, all my Elite Eight. We'll see. Knock on wood. 946-0435 is our number if you'd like to join us for anything that we are discussing. Pirates wrapped up spring training today. They will open up the regular season here in a few days. So we will talk a lot of baseball this week. Try to have maybe our Pirates record prediction contest and whether you think the Pirates will ever be a consistently good winning organization like the Penn State wrestling program. Yet another national championship, four in a row, 12 under Cale Sanderson, 14 total. Penn State, 10 All-Americans, all 10 guys finished in the top six, only two individual national champions. That number's a little low, but set the all-time record for points in an NCAA championship event. I have a question for you. We're going to talk a good bit about this today. Do you like to see dynasties? Okay. Now, we can discuss this in a lot of different elements, and I will start with this. If you're a Penn State wrestling fan, hells to the yeah, obviously you love to see this dynasty, which is, quite frankly, the greatest dynasty in American sports right now. There is no greater dynasty in American sports right now than Penn State wrestling. They are so far and above and better than everybody else that I said on the show last week. It's almost, you almost can't even analyze it. Because to analyze something, you got to have give and take. You got to have nuances of, you know, this could go wrong. Everybody knew Penn State was going to win the national title. So I'm not asking you if you love that Penn State has a wrestling dynasty. That's not what I'm asking you. Because 1,000,000,000% of you would say yes. But what if you weren't a Penn State fan? And somebody else has a dynasty that basically belittles what everyone else in the sport does. Here's the example I'll give you. All right. What if every year in the Super Bowl, the Kansas City Chiefs go out there and humiliate somebody every single year? This year the Chiefs win the Super Bowl 40-10. Next year the Chiefs win the Super Bowl 45-13. The next year the Chiefs win the Super Bowl 50-17. The next year the Chiefs win the Super Bowl 72-6. Set an all-time record for points. Maybe they lose one. Then the next year they win 40-10. And the next year they win 43-16. And the next year they win 50-10. How many people would get tired of that? Because what I just explained to you was what Penn State wrestling does to the competition. So if you're a Penn State wrestling fan, you absolutely love and you laugh at everybody else, you have no prayer against Penn State. Well, they don't. But if we're talking dynasties in general, do we want to see one team that is so far and above everybody else that it makes that there's really not even any competition? 946-0435. I'm curious the responses on this, because obviously this is Penn State territory, and you're going to be territorial about how you feel about Penn State wrestling. You have every right to be 1,000,000,000% proud and amazed and in awe of what Cale Sanderson and that program have been able. But that's not what I'm asking you. That's not what I'm asking you at all, is how awesome the Penn State wrestling program is. What I'm asking you is that good for the sport? Is that good for the country? Is that good for everybody involved? My Chiefs example, my guess is pretty close to 100% of you would say no. You don't want to see the Chiefs every single year bludgeon somebody in the Super Bowl. You don't want to see the Dodgers every single year bludgeon everybody and win the World Series easily. You don't want to see Alabama football do it. You don't want to see the Patriots do it, because what ends up happening, and look, we experienced this with the Patriots. The country started hating the Patriots. The country started hating Tom Brady. The country started hating Bill Belichick. If you get too big, too good, too incredible, our country will turn its shoulder to you. And yes, the Patriots had Spygate and Deflategate, and those are clearly reasons why people could say, I hate the Patriots, they're cheating. But even if there was no Spygate or Deflategate, people would have started hating the Patriots, because that's how Americans are. Americans hate people if they get too successful. For all the great things about our country, we're jealous as hell, man. We're jealous as hell when it comes to one team, one person being too good. And as I say that, Tiger Woods is maybe the only just true dynasty that I can remember in my lifetime that everybody seemed to rally around. I don't know that there was ever really people that didn't want Tiger to win. Patriots? People hate them. Alabama football, people hate them. You talk about dynasties, when I ask you, is it good for the sport? Now, quite frankly, and this will offend some of you, if it wasn't for Penn State wrestling and their dynasty, how many people would follow college wrestling? Well, see, that's not really fair. I know it's popular among wrestling fans, but at least Penn State wrestling gives the sport something grand to point at. If Oklahoma State won one year and Ohio State the next year and Iowa the next year and Penn State the next year and Nebraska the next year, actually, I think it would hurt the sport, because you wouldn't have... I think having a dynasty in college wrestling at least gives college wrestling, what Penn State does is at least puts college wrestling on the mainstream national map a little bit more. Jason on the road, curious to hear the responses on this. What's going on, buddy? How you doing?
All right, Corey. So as somebody that was there this weekend and watched every single match that was contested, there are lots of people that are already, you know, if a Penn State wrestler lost, there were a lot more cheers than just from the school that, you know, beat them. That was obvious that there were already schools that were rooting against them. But the other thing is, college wrestling's never not had a dynasty.
Right.
In the history of college wrestling, it's never, it's either been Oklahoma State for like three decades, going back into the 40s, 30s. Then it was Iowa for about 2.5 decades, and now it's Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there were a few teams that won in kind of mixed that, but that's really what, you know, how that. So do I think it's good for the sport? Well, I think the sport is getting better because the way that Penn State runs a program has changed, and I think that is really what's changed the sport, not.
How, okay. Let's. I'm going to stop you there. I'm going to challenge you on that. How does Penn State run the program? By being awesome and being able to get anybody at once, including the number one wrestling commit in the country, in the world today, Masa Ono from Japan. So I'm just curious, how does Penn State run its program other than just being, we're incredibly awesome, and if you come here, you're going to be incredibly awesome?
Well, that is, but there was a guy that got an All-American this year, Terrell Bearclaw, who spent 4 years at Penn State, could have All-Americaned any one of those 4 years. But instead, he stayed at Penn State, got his degree, worked out in that room, loved the program, for grad school transferred and got an All-American.
Okay, that's great. Again, I'm going to challenge you here because, again, other than Penn State fans, Jason, nobody cares about that. Nobody in this country at Oklahoma State or Iowa or Nebraska, none of them care about Terrell Bearclaw. They care that Penn State is mopping up the floor with everything. And so I'm asking everybody, obviously you were there, you're a Penn State fan, you wouldn't have been there. What I'm asking everybody to do is, what if Iowa had just won 4 in a row and 12 out of the last whatever? Are you still as comfortable that there's a great dynasty and that Iowa and whoever it is it Tom Brand, they're doing everything right?
So what the difference, though, is nobody has ever been able to get backups that were good enough to be All-Americans to stay.
Right. Yeah, I got you. That's a good point.
That's where the difference is. No, you know, and even when you couldn't transfer without a penalty, if you were good enough to be an All-American, you left. That's just, you know, back in the 80s and 90s, that's what they did.
Okay, so if the Chiefs won 12 out of 14 Super Bowls, would people like that?
Well, wrestling doesn't know any different.
Okay, and that is a good point. I that's the second time you've mentioned that. And so why? Okay, that's a great point. So why does wrestling, once you get on a roll, what's the history of wrestling to where you just can't be stopped? Because again, you're talking about Oklahoma State for 25 years, Iowa for 25 years, Penn State for 20 years. Is it good for the sport that only one program can rise up at a time?
I don't know. I think what is good for the sport is those coaches build small coaching trees, and they're not large just because wrestling isn't large. And you know, the Iowa coach was Dan Gable, and there's at least three, if not four, of his wrestlers that are now coaching Division I programs.
Yep.
So that influence has lasted. And they are the better programs at Iowa, Ohio State. Now you're going into, you know, Penn State. They have the coach of Oklahoma State was once at Penn State, and he's bringing that difference in coaching style to where it used to, you know, it's not the same as what was taught, was there just a year ago.
Let me ask you a question. I'm going to have to close this. I got several calls.
Yeah, I understand. Yep.
Do you think, and I'm asking you for yourself personally, and you can try to speak for a group, do you think that a Penn State wrestling fan can answer any of my questions that I'm asking honestly? Because I really don't. I think that Penn State wrestling is so amazing and so awesome, but if Iowa won 10 or 12 in a row right now, Penn State would be pissed. If the Chiefs won 10 or 12 Super Bowls in a row, the country would hate them. If the Dodgers won 10 World Series in a row, the country... What I'm asking you is, do you as a Penn State fan recognize that the rest of the country probably doesn't see what you're doing as a benefit?
Well, that's the way it goes. I mean, when the Patriots were winning, you know, 8 out of 12 Super Bowls, nobody in New England thought it was hurting the sport either.
I agree. I totally agree with that. And so, same with Alabama.
100%.
Same with Alabama with college football.
Right. Yeah. Nick Saban never ruined college football. If you ask Alabama, it was the best 12 years college football ever had.
Yeah, I agree. And generally speaking, I love a lot of what I'm doing here is just for the sake of discussion. I love dynasties. I like having one team at the top that everybody knows is the best, and if you're going to win, you've got to supplant them. But there's a little bit of a difference between a dynasty of 2-3 in a row and 12 out of 14, you know, and that's where I wonder about the Penn State situation.
Decade and a half.
Yeah.
So the last thing I'll say is, I mean, as a Penn State fan, if I went to that tournament to root for Penn State, I really believe you're doing it wrong. Really, as any Penn State, if that's your whole purpose is to go watch them win, you should have stayed at home and watched it on TV. And I will challenge anybody to have better seats than I did, frankly. I mean, I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you. my seats were as close to the mat as you could be.
Nice.
Being the president.
Good stuff.
But you should stay at home and watch it, because then you can watch the matches that you want to. I think as a wrestling fan, if you go to watch good wrestling, that is a way more fun tournament than just saying, oh, I'm going to watch this person, these 10 guys, and make sure they win.
Again, I'll make the Patriots comparison, because I watched the Patriots every week for years. They played excellent football. They were just better than everybody. Bill Belichick was just better than everybody. Tom Brady was just better than everybody, and people still hated them.
Yeah, but you have Penn State wrestlers that aren't better than everybody. That's why they only won 2 national championships.
Right. All right. Jason, I appreciate it, man. I got to get to another call. Good stuff there. Good discussion. And again, by the way, I do happen to think that Penn State's wrestling dynasty is good for the sport. I just think it's fascinating if you think about comparing with other sports, and if you can get out of your own bubble of the way you view. Obviously, if you're a Penn State fan, you love this. But if you're a fan of other teams, I just wonder if fans of those other teams think that it's good for the sport. Jerry and Bellwood, what do you think, man?
Well, it's definitely good for the sport. I agree. I was going to say before you said it's bringing notoriety to wrestling. And whether people love it, it's good for the sport. Just because you hate, if you hated the Patriots, that didn't mean you quit watching football. It might mean that you watched more football. And I wouldn't know anything about wrestling, and I don't know much more now, but I mean, I wouldn't have really known anything about wrestling if it wasn't for what Penn State was doing. And I think that's true with a lot
same with UConn women. I'll be honest, I don't care about women's college basketball. I really don't. But when UConn won 111 games in a row, was I watching in the last minute or two of a game of where they maybe could lose? Absolutely. Caitlin Clark, was I watching her to see what she could do? So what we do is we root for the story, and because Penn State wrestling is so dominant, there's really no other story that can come close. Now, obviously, the Air Force dude upsetting Gable Stevenson, Olympic gold medal, that was an incredible, incredible story at the wrestling championships, and Carter Storace winning 5 in a row. But again, for the grand scheme of things, Penn State going in and mopping up the competition once again, if you don't have those other stories, then is anybody even paying attention to the wrestling championships at all?
I guarantee if there's people paying attention to the wrestling championships that wouldn't be paying attention to it if it wasn't for Penn State.
And yes, I agree.
The question I had for you, there have been anything like this in college wrestling? I mean, I know Iowa and Oklahoma State have had some great teams like the previous caller. Has any team ever done what Penn State's doing in wrestling?
I'm going to look up Oklahoma State wrestling and Iowa wrestling because to see from a how many they won in a given period of time. So Oklahoma State back in the day, 28, 29, 30, 31, 33, 34, 35, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 46, 48, 49, 54, 55, 56, 58, 59, 61, 62, 64. 66, 68, 71. So from 1928 to 1971, what's that, 43 years, Oklahoma State won 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26 in 43 years. Okay. That's Oklahoma. But hey, I've said this, you know, for a long time. What were sports back then? How many teams were even wrestling back then? So winning a national title, what was that like? Iowa. All right, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98. So I think they won 17, 18 in a row.
Wow.
So Penn State is still not there yet. But since then, 98, 2000, 2004, 2008, 2009 and 10, 15, 20, and 21. So after winning every one in a row from 1974 to 1998, 24 in a row, it looks like, they've only won 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 since then.
Okay. Well, you know, normally dynasties don't end until the coach that's created the dynasty normally either retires or, like in New England's case, until Brady left. I mean, that's what it's going to take for Penn State probably not to win a national championship, because unlike the Patriots, they're going to get the top wrestlers all the time, and Patriots didn't get the top players all the time. That's why you can't kind of compare that.
Right.
But they have Tom Brady. So I don't think you're going to see this dynasty end until Cal retires.
Yeah, I agree. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. 9460435. Joe Smeltzer from Nittany Sports Now. He was in Philly covering the wrestling championships. We'll get his thoughts on the tournament and the dynasty question after this.
Nobody knows more about pipes and cigars than J.M. Boswell. They've been making pipes for 48 years. Here's J.M. Boswell himself.
I want to invite you all to come to our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars, great pipe blends, and you can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself. Boswell Pipes is located at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. We are open from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays, and always online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast. Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast.
Howdy, the old farmer here, you know, from the Almanac. You know this wonderful snowy winter we're having that I predicted? Well, it's going to bring a plentiful growing season for farmers like me and for lawn and gardens like yours. Many don't understand what winter can do for growth, but the McCoy family and McCoy's Lawn and Garden in Roaring Spring does. Just go to McCoy'sLawnAndGarden.com and check out their full selection of the Kubota BX series tractors and lawn equipment. Kubota is the only real choice for mowing, spreading, plowing, digging, planting, whatever you need, the Kubota BX series can handle. The Kubota BX series is the brand that you know and trust, with easier operation, superior comfort, and a new, simpler system for attaching and detaching Kubota implements, so you can switch jobs like a pro. This spring, count on the McCoy family for the Kubota BX series that you need. Stop at McCoy's Lawn and Garden today to pick up your new Kubota. Route 36 in Roaring Spring. McCoy's Lawn and Garden, helping sow the seeds for tomorrow.
Hank FM.
All right, welcome back. 9460435. That's the number if you'd like to join me. 9460435. I'm shooting a text message here as we speak. I was not able to get our guest during the break. So multitasking here. Yeah, very good. So again, the whole dynasty component, it's a fascinating topic. I for one do like dynasties, and I don't know enough about building a wrestling program to know exactly how you do this and how you look. It's not just that Penn State wrestling is winning. I mean, they just humiliate everybody. These competitions aren't even remotely close. All right, let that welcome in Joe Smeltzer from Nittany Sports Now. He was at the wrestling championships over the weekend and saw the dominant performance. Joe, how you doing today, man? Everything going well?
Yeah, it's going great, Corey. I'm actually, I have Monday Night Raw on mute. They're in Europe, so it's starting a little earlier. But, yeah, things are going well. I'm getting some rest because it was a long weekend in Philly, obviously, being at the arena for roughly 12 hours each day. That kind of takes a toll on you.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm happy with how it turned out for our site content-wise. And obviously, Penn State Wrestling always keeps anybody covering it busy.
All right. So I give Joe a lot of credit. He asked Kale Sanderson about dynasties and if it's good for the sport. And a few minutes ago, Joe, I was reading all the national championships that Oklahoma State won way back in the day, and then Iowa had its in the dynasty, and now Penn State. So I come at this from different directions, okay? So me personally, I like dynasties. I like that you've got a team at the top that everybody has to shoot for. Here's what I'm asking my listeners to do today is to try to think about the Penn State dynasty from a different perspective if you weren't a Penn State fan. If you're a Penn State fan, this is awesome. They go out there and kick everybody's rear end all the time. It's amazing. It's great for them. It brings notoriety to the sport. If you're an Ohio State fan or a Nebraska fan or even an Iowa fan, not that you should have any sympathy for Iowa, but more so than that, Joe, what if the Chiefs won the Super Bowl this year 40-10, next year 52-13, the next year 72-6, the next year 40-7, lost over a year, then won a Super Bowl 40-6, 52-3, 74-10? What if the Dodgers won 12 Super Bowls or World Series in 14 years, and every series was 4-0, 4-1, that kind of thing. Do you see what I'm getting at? Penn State's dynasty is obviously awesome for Penn State, and quite frankly, I think it's awesome for the sport because it is extra notoriety. But when you take a look at it from a different perspective and you're on the outside, how does the rest of the wrestling community view Penn State's dynasty?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, and I definitely see what you're getting at with the analogies of potential dynasties in baseball.
Right, Joe, because people would hate the Chiefs. People would hate people hated the Patriots. People hate Alabama football. Do people outside of the Penn State wrestling community hate Penn State wrestling?
I'm sure there's some that do, no question about it. But it's really hard to have a hatred for, you know, what Kale Sanderson's building, because honestly, aside from the fact that they win all the time, there isn't too much to dislike about Penn State. Is Carter Soracci, does he say things that can get under people's skin? Sure, but when you compare that to, you mentioned the Chiefs, a lot of people don't like the Mahomes family. A lot of people don't like Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. You mentioned the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
People feel that the Dodgers winning is horrible for baseball because there's no salary cap, and they have more money than everybody else, and it's kind of an unfair game when they can just spend whatever they want. With Penn State Wrestling, there aren't too many holes to pick, really, in anything when you analyze it, other than the fact that they win all the time. So
yep.
I feel like for a dynasty really to be generally hated, there has to be something else, something to dislike other than the results, and there really isn't too much with Penn State, whereas I think Iowa is probably the main villain in wrestling, which is weird because Penn State beats Iowa all the time now. But with the way the Brands-Up brothers conduct themselves sometimes, I think they make for a better villain than Penn State. You compare Tom and Terry Brands to Kale Sanderson. Kale Sanderson's cool, doesn't really show much emotion. The Brands brothers have a lot more of those villainous tendencies. So, I feel that there's definitely people that would like to see Penn State knocked off. I'm sure there's more than a few people. But at the same time, aside from the fact that they're winning by the results that they're winning, what is there to dislike about Penn State wrestling? There really isn't a whole lot.
Yeah, there's nothing controversial. That's an excellent point. There's no reason to dislike Kale. I mentioned the Patriots earlier. The Patriots had Deflategate and Spygate. Yep. A lot of people thought they cheated. Nobody's thinking Penn State cheats. Carter Strachey does, as you mentioned. He likes to say some things. But outside of that, has anybody really ever – any Penn State wrestling champ or dominant performer ever really been in the spotlight for the wrong reasons? No, they're not. It's not like Georgia football where they got players arrested for speeding and doing all kinds of crazy things all the time. So the question I have for you on top of that, Joe, is so we're this deep into it with 12 for Kale, four in a row once again. They get the huge commitment today from Ono. Is there anything positioned at all to stop the dynasty now? Now, Starachi is gone, but obviously Penn State had 10 All-Americans finish in the top six, so the depth is there. But is there any reason to believe that 4 or 5 years from now, we're not going to be talking about Penn State winning its eighth or ninth championship in a row?
That's an interesting question. If I were a betting man, I would say that by that time, Penn State's still going to be on the top. But I think Corey, the best hope for wrestling fans that want to see the dynasty end is one of the guys that started Penn State's dynasty and David Taylor at Oklahoma State. Obviously, I think everybody knew once David Taylor got hired that that would be a bit of a game changer in wrestling, and you kind of saw it this weekend. Obviously, Oklahoma State nor anybody else came close to winning the team title, but Saturday night, you saw Dean Hamady win at 174, and then the moment of the tournament, Wyatt Hendrickson upsetting Gable Steveson. Both of those are Oklahoma State guys that transferred in to wrestle for David Taylor. So, I feel that that's really the biggest hope for wrestling right now is for David Taylor to not necessarily replicate what Kale Sanderson has done, because I don't know if that's ever going to be done again, but you think about how similar their paths were, right? David Taylor, all-time great college wrestler, Olympic gold medalist. Kale Sanderson, same thing, probably the greatest wrestler of all time. They both took over storied programs at young ages. Taylor was 33 when he got hired by Oklahoma State. I think Kale was about 30 or 31. He might have even been younger than that. I feel that Oklahoma State's building something really good. They got Jack Forrest coming in, who could be a generational talent in the class of 2026. Deshaun Ross is another guy. They're recruiting very well. They have a great 2025 class, too. So I think that Penn State is, if I had to bet, they'd still be on top in 4 or 5 years. But if anybody's going to stop them, I think one of Penn State's own is going to be the catalyst of that.
So let's explore that a little bit more. These kinds of things are really fun. Joe Smelter from Nittany Sports Now. And obviously for Penn State fans, it would be great to have the dynasty continue every year. What would be better? You ready for this? This is a doozy, Joe. What would be better for the sport? For Oklahoma State to upset Penn State once, and then you really start the rivalry. And then wrestling, and then college wrestling is known for this incredible rivalry. Penn State 1 year, Oklahoma State 1 year, Penn State 1 year, Oklahoma State 1 year, Penn State 2 years, Oklahoma State 2 years. That scenario or Penn State winning 15 out of the next 17?
That's tough. The thing that I think about, Corey, is was the sport of golf better before Tiger Woods started dominating, after Tiger Woods dominated, or during that period? I think a lot of people everybody would say that golf was at its best when Tiger was wearing red on Sunday and, you know, kicking everybody's butt.
And I mentioned that a little bit earlier, Joe. Let me stop you real quick because that's the only dynasty I can think of that everybody was behind. Everybody rooted for Tiger, but again, with with the Patriots dynasty or the Alabama dynasty or the Chiefs dynasty or the Warriors dynasty. In my lifetime, Tiger is alone. And his dynasty was interesting and unique because everybody supported and wanted to see him continue. But every other dynasty I've mentioned, people can't wait for those people to lose.
Yeah, and I think the reason for that is that with the Warriors and Patriots and whoever, those are sports that, you know, are mainstream that everybody watches. Golf is kind of mainstream. I don't think it's fully there. Wrestling certainly is not mainstream. And I think for sports like that, the best thing is to have one team being dominant, or at least for there to be two free teams at the top that are kind of battling it out. I think, like, with golf, if four people are winning four majors every year, I don't know if that's the best thing because nobody's going to become a star. I think wrestling is certainly similar. But I think that the first step in all of this, right, and before Oklahoma State gets close to a Penn State at Nationals, before any of that, is for Penn State and Oklahoma State to have a dual meet early in the season. They can figure it out wherever. If they want to have it in November, in January, February, it really doesn't matter. If they want to have it at Beaver Stadium, I know Pat Kraft certainly wants there to be more events in Beaver Stadium outside of football. He's talked about that. He's delivered on it, too, with the Luke Combs concert last April that was a huge success. But I think the big problem with Penn State's dynasty in general, overall, from a broader perspective, is that the dual meet season, I think, really suffers from Penn State being really good. Because when the national tournament, there's always going to be stories, right? Even if Penn State wins by 200 points, you're going to have national champions from other schools that people can get behind. You're going to have other teams to watch. Nebraska broke its NCAA point record this year. And the biggest thing about this tournament had nothing to do with Penn State. It was the very last match. Got one of the biggest upsets, maybe the biggest upset in NCAA history, Walt Henderson beating Gable Steveson at heavyweight. So, yeah, I feel that the dual meet season is really where the people who don't like Penn State's dynasty really have a point, because when number one Penn State takes on number two Iowa, that should be a huge deal. And it is a big deal. You know, it sells out the Bryce Jordan Center or Carver Hawkeye Arena, wherever it is. You get celebrities coming. I think Micah Parsons is a regular at those meets when Iowa comes to Penn State every year. But at the same time, everybody knows Penn State's going to win by 15, 20 points. And I think the matchup loses a lot of intrigue because number one, number two, you should have no idea who's going to win, but everybody knows who's going to win. It's just a formality. So I think that the dual meet season is really what suffers, that there's a little mystery, you know, as to who's going to win the Big Ten, who's going to win whoever. That's the hard thing about Penn State's dynasty, but a big help with that dual meet season is for there to be a mega matchup like Penn State Oklahoma State with David Taylor going against Cale. Unfortunately, I don't know how that's going to happen because it doesn't really seem like Cale has any interest in making his schedule any more difficult than it already is. Being in the Big Ten, which, believe it or not, is still far and away the best wrestling conference in the country, even though Penn State's destroying everybody else in that conference.
So how many people do they lose? Sirachi is gone after five. Kurt Vliet, I believe, is gone. Do they lose anybody else?
Bo Bartlett's gone, but the good thing about that for Penn State fans is that Ono, I think, has a good chance to compete at 141. So they'll, no disrespect to Bo Bartlett, if it ends up playing out that way, they'll be upgrading at that position. The other two, Sirachi hurts a lot, obviously, that goes without saying, but Zach Ryder is going to be very good, I think, at 184. And then heavyweight, interesting, Greg Kirkfully was the guy that flew under the radar, five-time All-American national champ. And the guy who is slated to replace him right now, Cole Mirasola, hasn't really proven a whole lot. So that'll be interesting. But as far as the other two losses, I think Ryder is going to be great. And if Ono does compete at 141, Penn State's going to be even better at that spot in the lineup.
Is there anything short of Cale retiring? Is there any reason to believe somebody else is going to catch up in the next year or two? You mentioned Oklahoma State and David Taylor, but again, you're still talking about an enormous amount of depth. All right. Penn State only had two individual champions and still blew away the competition and set a record for 13 points. So what could possibly happen for other teams to catch up? Aside from maybe Penn State having a bunch of injuries in a given year, is there any reason to think that this will end in the next 4, 5, 6 years?
I don't know. I mean, I think four, five, 6 years, that's a lot of time in wrestling. For example, Iowa won the national championship just 4 years ago. It feels like Penn State's been dominating for a while, and it has been, but 2021 really isn't that long ago, and Iowa won that year. I think 2019-20, we didn't have a tournament that year, but I think Iowa would have been the favorite to win that year too. So I think I don't think it's impossible that in 4 or 5, 6 years somebody else could reclaim that title or at least be close to it. But as far as the next year or two goes, they could get closer, I guess. Penn State won by 100 points last season, only, quote-unquote, won by 60 this year. So I guess if you want to look at that as closing the gap, you know, knock yourself out. But, you know, I had a buddy texting me. He thinks Penn State's only going to win by 20 next year, and I said, yeah, I wouldn't go to Vegas with that one. So, yeah, 4, 5, 6 years, I wouldn't rule it out just because, you know, that's a lot of time. Back in 2022, Penn State didn't even win the Big Ten tournament. Of course, they ended up winning the national championship with 5 individual champs. Yeah, especially with the fast-moving world of NIL and what David Taylor could be cooking up at Oklahoma State, I think it's possible, but, you know, I'm at the point, Corey, where I'm not going to say that Kill's going to go down, you know, until it actually happens.
Good stuff, man. Great discussion, buddy. Really appreciate it. Get some rest. That had to be a really long, grinding weekend.
Yep. It was, but I think it was worth it.
Thanks, buddy. Joe Smeltzer from Nittany Sports. Now, we got to step away for a quick break. We'll take some of your phone calls after this.
I'm Kerry Murphy with your NASCAR Cup Series race recap from Homestead Miami Speedway. Leading 19 of the 267 laps in this one, taking the win away from his teammate Alex Bowman, who decided to put his 48 car in the wall instead. Kyle Larson is the winner.
When the pace is fast, I can't really do that one and two because it's such far distance on entry, and they could be, you know, 6 car lengths back of me, and if I go up there, they might pass me. So it's like I got to manage the gaps behind me, go to the top when I feel like I have that room to. So yeah, that's kind of what I was doing. You know, I figured I wasn't going to get a good restart. I was happy to net out third, and I was like, all right, cool. I can, you know, protect from the 19 behind me and you know, run here, and I know I'm going to be better than them if this run goes green. And then I hit the wall. 19 got by me, so I was like, shoot, that's just going to make things tougher. And then I did it again later, and the 11 got to me inside, and I had to battle really hard to hold him off. And that was kind of the pivotal, you know, moment of getting the win for me. I think if Denny gets by me, it's over.
Alex Bowman led 43 laps to finish second, followed by Bubba Wallace, who led 56 laps. Chase Briscoe and Denny Hamlin rounds out the top five. Ryan Blaney led the most laps at 124, total domination, until the engine let go on his 12 car. He ends up 36th. Up next for the NASCAR Cup Series is short track action from Martinsville Speedway going down Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern on FS1. You are on the final lap.
We're definitely going to be late to the concert. I feel like we should be there by now.
I'm just taking a little detour. I got to fill up my gas tank, and I know this place a couple towns over where the gas is cheaper.
Are you serious? We're going to be late for the concert because you're driving out of the way for cheaper gas? Just use Upside.
What's Upside?
Upside is the free cash back app that gets you real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, I can get cash back just for buying the gas I need anyway?
Yes, I use it all the time, and I've made around $200. Now pull over so you can download the Upside app before we miss the concert.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAFFIC25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or as a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAFFIC25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAFFIC25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus. That's code TRAFFIC25.
Nobody knows more about pipes and cigars than J.M. Boswell. They've been making pipes for 48 years. Here's J.M. Boswell. Well, himself.
I want to invite you all to come to our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars, great pipe blends, and you can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself. Boswell Pipes is located at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. We are open from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays, and always online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
That's right. Remember, there's nothing like a Boswell pipe, even if you're going to a white wedding. Maybe you run into Billy Idol there, take you some Boswell pipes. It's a great song. Hey, little sister, what have you done? All right, J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars, 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria. I like my Billy Idol. Remember in, what was it? Not 51st Dates, but the Adam Sandler movie where Billy Idol's in there. What the heck? Now, I literally had it on the tip of my tongue with the Sandler movie. You go, right? No, nobody bothers Billy Idol. Oh, that was great. Kicking myself that Wedding Singer. I just had a total brain fart there about Wedding Singer. 9460435. That's a tremendous movie. Jai on wrestling. What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, not bad. I think wrestling gets a bit of a pass with having dynasties because it's different than so many of the other sports. You can still be a champion without being the university that is named number one.
Uh-huh, yep.
You know, with all the classes and everything, there's still things to hang your hat on.
Yeah, it's really an individual sport, and where Penn State is awesome is they have way more great individuals than anybody else.
Yeah, but it doesn't taste as bad with a dynasty whenever, you know, other universities have champions as well.
Yes, you make a really good point because, okay, so a big story coming out of this was obviously Penn State winning and blowing everybody out again. But the biggest story, you know, was the dude knocking off Gable Stevenson, who's an Olympic gold medal. At the end of the NCAA tournament, you've only got one team that's a champion. At the end of the college football playoff, you've only got one team that's a champion.
Yes.
Well, here, as you mentioned, it's a great point. Penn State is the champion, but there are other individual champions who are great stories themselves.
Yeah, there's a lot of universities that they're hanging a banner, too.
Yeah, that's a great point, man. Appreciate it.
It makes it a lot easier to cope with a dynasty in that scenario. I mean, there aren't many sports that are maybe track and field or, you know.
Yeah.
There aren't many sports that you can do that kind of thing.
That's true.
Yep. As for the regular dynasties, I can't stand them. And I think it is bad for most sports. Because the sports are too broad. I mean, it's spread around everywhere, and I think people need to be relevant. I mean, outside of MLB and the Pirates, you know, we just kind of deal with that. But they need to be relevant and to stay involved. I mean, there's always going to be diehards, but you know, the youth doesn't dive into it like older guys would because of dominance back then, or at least relevance back then.
So you hated like the Patriots dynasty, Chiefs dynasty, yeah, Alabama.
And by the way, did Pete Carroll get a ring for his win at the Super Bowl?
Did he get a ring when they won?
He deserved one. You remember?
Oh, you mean for the Patriots win? Yeah, when he threw the interception from the 1 yard line instead of giving it to Marshawn Lynch. Oh my God,
Marshawn Lynch was a monster.
That's the single worst decision in the history of all sports.
I think that's worse than Buckner.
No, but well, Buckner was a play. Buckner was a mistake. The decision. Oh my God, that game was over. You give the ball to Marshawn Lynch, he barrels in, game over. And then instead, yep, that's exactly right. Thanks, buddy. Great call. A lot of good stuff there. All right, we got Nebraska man. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, Corey, I know it's your show and all that, and you play good music, but the singing, does the singing have to go along with the music?
I'm going to torture all you. Hey, I karaoke for the first time down in Florida a few weeks ago. I karaoke'd Africa for Gonna Take a Lot to Drive Me Away from You. So I know it's not good, but you give me some music with it. I can entertain a crowd because you know what I have a lot of. You know I have a lot of Nebraska man. I got a lot of charisma and I can perform. How about that?
Well, I'll tell you what. When I have one of my big parties, I'll invite you. You can be the DJ. How's that?
That's great, man. Good stuff, buddy. I love it.
All right. Hey, Corey.
Yeah, go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, I want to give congratulations out to University of Nebraska. They had two national champs. They had three in the finals. And I believe Penn State the next 4 or 5 years, they're going to be dominant. But you don't know where all the money's going to go. It all depends who porks out the most money in the upcoming years to see if anybody can beat Penn State. They're on a stool of their own, but it gives a lot of college teams the opportunity to say, we just got to get better, get more people here, so we'll be able to compete against them down the road.
Good stuff, buddy. Appreciate the call, man. 9460435. Clark, sir, will close with you today. What's up, dude?
I just got off the disabled list.
Oh, you do? Yeah, I hadn't heard from you for a while. You all right?
Mr. COVID made a visit.
Oh, no. So you sound good. All right.
Yeah, I'm over it. My wife still has some lingering effects.
All right. Well, best wishes. So have you had it before? Is this first time or what?
No, this is the second time. We had it 2.5 years ago when it was, you know, making the rage and everything. But real quick, I don't know whether you talked about the end of the Maryland game.
I did not, and it's very interesting. I'll let you go ahead because he did travel.
He traveled.
Yeah.
The problem is the game has gotten so watered down, it becomes form over substance. It's also, if they make the call, do you want all the harassment and the media attention anymore that happens with these things? I mean, so many steps. This thing about possessing the ball, I mean, Steratore is excuse. I mean, he was just playing along with, oh, it was a great shot at the end of the game. I mean, it's gotten to be replicating the pro game, you know, with carrying the ball, palming the ball.
Couple things here real quick because I only have a minute. So he did travel.
Yes.
But I watch a lot of YouTube videos about the rules of traveling.
Yes.
They'll blow your mind. They'll blow your mind, the amount of steps you can take with the technical nuance of all these rules. You have the gather. You have the gather step, okay? You ever heard of that, Clarkster?
Well, you always heard about the pivot foot, but you don't hear about the pivot
it's
foot
called
anymore.
The, but it's called it's the gather step. If you look this up and you see videos of it, you can literally take 4 steps. If you do it the right way, gather step, euros, all that, you can literally take about 4 steps.
Well,
depending on it's hang on it's depending on when they think you are gathering the ball, because you're allowed to take that step and then you can take a couple more and I think you can take a fourth. So I watch a lot of these videos and my God, they all look like traveling, and in reality, according to the current rules today, they're not.
Well, the current rules, where did they update the current
rules?
They
suck. Over the last handful of years ago, the current rules suck.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, but it leads it to the athletic team. You know, the one that's the non-athletic team is going to lose out because that's what it's playing to. You could bobble the ball all the way down the court and not travel.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Thanks, buddy.
Nobody knows more about pipes and cigars than J.M. Boswell. They've been making pipes for 48 years. Here's J.M. Boswell himself.
I want to invite you all to come to our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars, great pipe blends, and you can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself. Boswell Pipes is located at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. We are open from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays, and always online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
ARC Federal Credit Union can help you with many of the important things in life. If you'd like to become a member, ARC has growing opportunities, and you'd be surprised at how easy it is to qualify now that ARC includes over 24 local employers and organizations. And with 2 branches, it's easier than ever. Services like business loans, online banking, and mobile deposit. Let us show you the many benefits of being a member of ARC Federal Credit Union. Stop into 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
It's March, and T&L Moore Enterprises, owners of Russell Tire and Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales, has some deals for you with their St. Patrick's Day special. Get lube, oil and filter service, inspection of all belts and hoses, tire air pressure set, rotation of all 4 tires, brakes inspection, and battery condition inspection, all for only $59.99. Talk about luck of the Irish. By the way, did you happen to hit a pothole today?
You did?
Then take advantage of T&L Moore's pothole inspection. It includes a complete digital inspection, wheel alignment check, and tire condition analysis. Right now, get $20 off any service or repair resulting from your free pothole inspection. Take advantage of these lucky deals at Russell Tire in Altoona and Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales in Claysburg. Both the St. Patrick's Day special and the pothole inspection expire on March 31st. T&L Moore Enterprises wants to help you stay safe this spring. Visit Russell Tire, 1901 Union Avenue in Altoona, or Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales, 348 Mansion Boulevard in Claysburg.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 3-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasure Valley Boulevard. Nell and Chris have hot meals to go, available throughout the day to fit your schedule. Home-cooked goodness for the price of fast food. Roast beef with mashed potatoes and gravy, or ham pot pie. Turkey with homemade stuffing and mashed potatoes. They have meatloaf dinners. Kepner Grandview Meats, now with new hours. Open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Saturday, 8 to 3. Call 814-943-6328. That's 943-MEAT. Kepner's Grandview Meats.
Ah, good show today. Good discussion. I even got to do a little singing. Nebraska man didn't like that. That's okay. I know I can't sing. I like singing, though. I only do karaoke when we're on vacation in Florida. I would never do karaoke here. Although I do have one go-to song. Corey Hart, Never Surrender. I can belt that out pretty good, but I don't want people I know making fun of me. So, anyway. All right, Nathan will be here tomorrow. We're going to talk a lot of baseball this week. Spring training over for the Pirates. They open up on Thursday. Probably take your calls with some Pirates record predictions for the season. Have a good night, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow.
Sports Central is an exclusive presentation of 96.1 Hank FM. WKMC Roaring Spring Altoona.